Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition here at the Joey Fresh Show. All around the world, right at the palm of your hand, it's your boy Fresh. I am so thrilled and excited to tell you this amazing new segment we're about to get into. Yesterday was phenomenal. As you can tell, my voice is a little raspy because all the yelling I did. You know, I've been listening to a couple of my friends. You know, my boy Manuel. You know, my boy Nick. You know, sometimes in life that you're stuck in a model, right? You're stuck in a matrix. You always like have a routine, right? Wake up, brush your teeth, get ready, go to work. Then come home, do what you need to do, little errands, and keep the routine going. And then when it comes to the weekend, you kind of splurge a little bit on a day. Depends on how short your weekend is or how long it is. It could be like a holiday. And I was really debating, and I haven't talked about this on my last episode. You know, if you haven't checked it out, I encourage you. Sometimes we feel like, you know, it's a race, but it's not a race. It's a marathon. So check out the episode I dropped last week. Give you guys some good pointers and a life experience from that episode. But going into this segment, going into this episode today, for this week, I was debating. I was contemplating. And sometimes when you think so much, you know, your mind is true. What they say is it's a critic. And I know my mission and my purpose is here in California is to raise the money for my grandpa. Right. But in that process, I've been thinking I wanted to go to the game, like I said, to the Philly and Rams game. And I was contemplating. One of my boys was supposed to come, but, you know, he got busy. He stayed back in Arizona. But one of my friends said, and when he said this, it was already in motion. Because I listened to something on TikTok, on social media. You know, sometimes when you swipe and you fall upon something that's very interesting, right? It was two clips. One of the guys says is, do you analyze it? Do you worship it? If that's the case, then let it go and worship God. Worship the maker who gave you life, who gave you breath, who built your book, who gave you plans, who is the best problem solver, right? Then the other one was talking about, if you could, would you put all your faith in him? Would you say to yourself, you know what, I'm done doing it my way. You know what, let's buckle up and just do it your way. You know, sometimes life will throw you things. And going back to what my friend said, you know, I do got a habit, and I'm trying to catch myself, that I say something, I stare off to it, and don't come back to it. You know, but I've learned my mistake. And I'm addressing it now to my audience around the world. So let's go back to what my friend Nick said. He said, he told me, and Manu too. Nick first told me, he's like, man, just go for it. Go to the game. You know? He's like, it makes no sense. You're burning yourself, you're killing yourself, working each and every day. It's just paper. And that's when I realized, going back to what I talked about the videos, that I worship, analyze something. And he didn't even have to say much. But it just filled in the gap what he said that just like exploded my mind. That I'm over here analyzing money instead of giving, letting God lead the way. So I was thinking about that, right? And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And my boy Manuel said, man, because I was thinking about doing tailgate. How about, I was thinking, if I go to the game, if I can't get a ticket, I could tailgate. That was looking online. Tailgating was like 150, 130, 170. I'm like, damn, it's that much to be outside? Like, damn. Then that's when the enemy smells it, feels it, hears you. Oh, you wanna let God lead your way. You wanna trust more in Him. And don't get fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get fooled, because it may seem like it's Him, but in reality, it's not. When life starts crumbled down on you, then that's when the test is really, that's when you're really getting tested by the faith. I experienced it. Hand on, I experienced it. So my boy Manny was over here saying, just go. You don't know, just go. You know what? And I was like, all right. I was still contemplating. You know what? My boy never got back to me too. He was like, I'll let you know Saturday. And this is Wednesday. He said, hit me up Wednesday. And I did. He said, I'll let you know Saturday. The game's on Sunday. I'm like, well, that's not going to give me enough time to be prepared. And ladies and gentlemen, I live by the motto. Now, this is something you should take up or add into your routine. Be prepared is better than not be prepared. That's my motto. So I said to myself, well, if it's meant to be, let's make a way, God. You know, I told God, I'm going to give it to you, right? This is on the Monday, right? So I'm over here contemplating going, right? Work was slow. I didn't start late. I started late working, right? And boom. Late, even though I made money. I was like, thank you, God. And then at that moment, I was getting tested, like, just trust God. Even to a point that the bank institution that I bank with had a system error. So I'm over here grinding, busting each and every day, right? Then I told myself, you know what? I'm gonna go. I'm listening to my boys. I'm listening to Nick, Manuel. I'm gonna listen to them. Also, my other boy, Jermaine. Like, I'm gonna listen to them. Because all, you know, they all don't know each other. They all don't know each other. But it's ironic God uses the spirit to say something as instruments to them to address to you. You don't know that, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know that something that you've been thinking, that you've been contemplating, that your friends, your loved ones, your family members are going to tell you through the Spirit of God. They're going to say something that's going to trigger your mind, like, that's what I've been needed to hear. I needed that confirmation. So then I said, I'm going to purchase the ticket so I could have it on standby. You know, I was able to get a good ticket for a good price, you know. And then boom, the next day, the night I went to bed, I looked at my account. I was like, cool, 900. And I worked my butt off every day. Work, right? Gym and work. And I said, you know, I'm going to go. And then, but I also booked the rooms. So I was like, if I get too faded, I could spend a night out there. But my boy never told me that was supposed to come with me. Wednesday came, I said, you know what? I'm going to cancel one room. I reserved two rooms, one bedroom for one bed, and then two beds, you know, so then we, you know, have our own bed. So I said, oh, he says he's going to come, so I cancel my bed. So I purchased a ticket the next day, right? My account went all the way down to $300. And I'm like, yo, like I just like bust my butt and like I'm missing like almost $300, you know? 300 and some change. And you know how furious I was, upset I was. But now, listen to this, when I realized it, when I was contemplating, when I thinking about it, when I, you know, took a second later on that night, I said, I still trust in God. Like, the devil won't defeat me. The enemy won't make me bow down. You know, I'm not going to give up. So instead, of course, I was furious. I was venting. I was calling my friends. I was my brother. Like, I was calling them. I was calling the bank. I was yelling at the bank. They're like, and it was making me more frustrated that they're talking to me about my activities, transactions. I'm like, I you're making me mad. I was letting her know that you're making me mad because I see what you're telling me on my phone. But it doesn't add up. It does not add up. And to a point, I called back and I was yelling at the manager. And I said, yeah, better yet, give me a statement of all my deposits. And then I asked them, give me another statement of what I spent. And they're like, oh, we can't filter it. You're telling me a bank institution can't sort out, filter out certain things? No. Okay. They were getting scared when I start saying, let me see my deposit transactions. You got to really watch these banks. You really got to watch them. They're like the government. You can't trust them. You know, one day they'll be your friend and next day they're taking money. You don't know, out of thin air. So the whole day I was just irritated. I was like worried. I was like, man, I got to bust my butt. But later on, and I didn't give up. I didn't give up. I said, I still trust in you, God. I still trust in you. You know, I'm going to keep my word. I'm not going to give up. Like, I know right now I am going through a valley right now, but I'm not going to give up. You know, I got to keep telling myself because the enemy is so good. There's no days off. No days off. He's 10 times clever, right? Any way he can make you fall, anyway. But you gotta be strong. You gotta be strong. So, kept my faith strong. Kept praying. I got believe in you. I know. I said, you got this. I know you got this. Later that night, around 7:30, I checked my account. Boom, the 300 plus went back into my account. I was thrilled. I was excited. I was like, oh, thank you, God. Because the banks kept telling me, we don't know. And I'm like, what are you telling me you don't know? Even though like the voice recording when I was already calling saying we are having high volume at this moment due to unbalanced accounts activities. Hello? I mean, I'm one of those people. You're telling me you don't know? Like you're making me more mad. You're making me furious. You're making me think things I shouldn't even be doing. But by the grace of God, by the blessing, by not giving up. Yes, you know, to some of my audience may say, you know, it's just a system. It's just a glitch. I'm going to tell you this straight up from my personal experience. And you could take this, you could leave it. It's all up to you. No matter how much you do in your life, day in and day out, there's going to be a moment that you're going to realize what you say out your mouth and you ask from the higher power, God Almighty. And he granted, he provided, he even answered it for you to see it. I don't know about you, I got to give glory. I got to give thanks. Because it's not by coincidence. Yes, a system fails, a system glitch. I get that. But how long? It could have gone for 2 days. It could have gone for 3 days. You know, there was no communication. And this is the thing I'm relaying to you, audience, ladies and gentlemen. That sometimes in your life, that you may be going through some really hardships. That the enemy is coming after you because you said, you even said it yourself. That, you know what, God got this. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to put my faith in him. I trust him. Yeah. Someone else is hearing that you don't see. But you got to put your trust in. And at that moment right there, I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Man. And I was so close to giving up. Like, so close that I was going to cancel my ticket. I was going to get the money back. I was going to try and stay afloat. But then again, I was like, I already paid all my bills. And I learned this from my grandma. I love my grandma to death. I love my grandma. I love my grandpa. I love my family. But my grandma taught me one thing that I've learned late in the game, and I'll be honest with it. You know, sometimes we, growing up, to hear the old wise folks from grandparents that give us wisdom, and we don't apply it down the road, right? But my grandma always told me this, and I share it with this. You may have heard this, or you haven't, but my grandma always says, before you have fun, pay your bills, then have fun. You know, and I love that motto. And I know I'm not old. I'm not old, but I'm still in my young game. So I was more worried and not having enough. I was worried not having money. Until I realized that I'm giving it glory. I'm analyzing a fucking paper. Then just said, you know what? I'll let God provide for me. I'll let God give it to me. I'll let God do it for me. You know, I was talking to my Lyft driver towards the event I'm going to tell you about. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear from another person. You got to hear it right now on this. Is that you will work yourself and not appreciate it. You will kill yourself working on a piece of paper that enjoy it. And that's when I realized, talking to my boys, talking to Manuel, Nick, Jermaine. And it hit me. I'm busting my ass. I'm working like 14 hours a day. 12 to 14 hours a day, right? Yeah, I have freedom, but I am giving worship to something that I want my account to be more, until I realize that you're not enjoying life, you're working as a slave. And that's what really hit me. I gotta go to this game. I gotta go to the game. Why? Because like I need it for me. I need all this hard work I'm doing, and you appreciate it, you know. The day come, God bless me. I had money, had to pay the last bills, still have money. Prayed on the way to the game. Cause it was my first game. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know. I'm going to LA. I don't fucking know, you know? And I just said, you know, I know God has me. I know God's gonna provide for me. I know God's gonna protect me on the way there and on the way back. Protect me and my vehicle. I'm gonna have the best experience of my life. And I met new people. I met new friends when I got there. And I'll give you guys the experience. When I got there, right, what I did, instead of, I wanted to park at the stadium, but good thing I didn't. Sometimes, and this is me, and I'm going to share you through my experience, like I'm going to tell you everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes that we want something, but there's meant for us not to have. So I wanted to get a parking pass, right? But something said, don't do it. And I listened to my gut. I said, you know what, I'm going to park further away from the stadium. And I did. I parked a good, like, almost like a mile and a half, almost 2 miles away. Right? And I said, you know what, I'm going to take a lift to the stadium. So I did. Right? And I started walking to the stadium. And before you know it, wow. Tailgate everywhere. And it was for free. Misled is that, well, okay, there are it depends on your team base, right? There are tailgates that are gonna cost a good amount if they're hosting something big, but if not, it's all free. It's a big parking lot, so you're able to walk around, sightsee, see the other team, see your team, mingle with a lot of people, create new friends. Like, it's phenomenal. Like, I was going through the parking lot, saw a lot of my Eagles fans, like, taking shots, taking pictures, yelling, you know, dabbing, shouting. Oh my God, it was the best. It was that moment right there, like, yes. And then, so I was out there for an hour, right? And I said, let me start heading to the stadium. So I'm walking to the stadium, taking pictures like I'm a brand new tourist into like a new city, new state, right? Over there taking pictures. I'm taking the best moment, the best experience right now, because you know what? I'm here as a fan, as a person, as a hard worker. I am here to experience my first game in my life. Yeah, I've been to other games. I've been to NBA games. I've been to baseball games, you know. But at NFL, your own team, like walking, going into the stadium, right? Taking pictures out, going into the stadium. Seeing the field, seeing the inside. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I got emotional. Why? Because I was like, thank you, God. You know, thank you, God, for making this happen. Thank you, God, for me to experience this. I'm here. I'm at a stadium. I'm here at the game. You know, I if I didn't put no trust in you, I would not be here. If I didn't let you lead the way and you encouraged me through my friends, I wouldn't be here. But we're here, me and God, at the stadium to experience this. Man. And what was really that touched my heart the most is that when my team came out, right, and I'm sitting down on my seats. Good view still, good view still. And I've noticed all the our team start coming out from the locker room, going across the field, and the whole crowd start, you know, chatting and yelling, you know, for them. And I noticed at the end, they all took a knee and prayed real quick. I don't know about you, but that right there was one of the best experiences to see my team. And you know, I don't push religion as much, but you can't be upset seeing a team like that. Majority of the whole team take a knee and pray real quick. That's had to be one of the best moments. And when people say, well, you're an Eagles fan, and that right there just like, it sealed the deal of my heart. Like, I know that you guys have team. I know you guys have a passion for your team. I know that. I know you have the love. Whatever team you have, right? You got that burning desire. But when I see a team that takes a second, takes a minute before the game starts, as a team, to pray, to thanks, to protect whatever prayer they went through or what they request. Man, that was like a complete thing for me. Like, I was like, wow. And why do I say that, ladies and gentlemen? Why? Because we live in a society in America that they're pushing against religion. They want it out of school. They want it out of sports. They want it out of everything. It shouldn't be like that. The co-founders, our forefathers. I know that this land was stolen. I'll be honest with you, right? But I can't control that. I'm not the forefathers. I'm just a regular person, you know, encouraging you through my experience. But there was documentations, Bill of Rights, constitutional, like, God we trust. Trust in God. The morals, the foundation. When I was in sports, we always pray before we went out to the field. Now, seeing that in NFL, even though they don't get any type of recognition. And you know, I tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen, I took a video of them doing that and uploaded it. And right now on YouTube, I'm getting around 3,000 views. On TikTok, I'm getting close around 900 views. On Facebook, I'm getting almost 2,000 views. So that's almost roughly around, let's say 6,000, roughly. Just today, I uploaded from yesterday, right? The power of seeing people pray in the sports, in the industry, in NFL, is one of the powerful things that a lot of people miss, and they're misled into it because prayer is powerful. Seeing that, sharing that, you know, it provides more hope for everyone to know that if you see celebrities, their athletes are doing this, you know, it's just so powerful. And it was the best moment of my life. That's all right there. As a fan standing in the stands, shouting, seeing touchdowns, being affiliated, being part of it, some cool people. You know, the experience was a blessing. You know? That was a moment that I had the tear. That was a moment that I just enjoyed that. Hard work does pay off. Just, you got to put in the work. Yes. You got to sacrifice. For good things, you got to sacrifice. And you just can't worship the paper. Put your trust. put your trust in something that, put your trust in God. Let me say that. I'm not going to go around the bush, but if you want to see things to happen, you want barriers to be broken, you want the impossible to be possible, you got to put your trust in. You got to let God just take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel, because I guarantee, yes, is there going to be some hardships? Yes. Are there going to be obstacles? Yes. Are your faith going to be tested? Yes. Yes. Is it going to be harder at work? Yes. That's why it's called work. Makes you think a lot. Makes you go through a lot. The way you elevate, you got to go through pain. The way a diamond is made is from the mud. With high pressure water to break the rock, to break the solid, to break the pieces. When it goes through it, a diamond is finally made at the end. But you got to go through all the process in the beginning. And I share with that. I share that. Just got to put your faith. You got to put your hope. Put trust. Yes, we can't see. Yes, I can't see God. But I know. I feel it. I see it. I see the miracles happen. I share that with you. I share that you apply that in your life, in your business, in your family, in your day in and day out. Just put a little, put a mustard seed, and I guarantee he will change your life. And he changed my life like that. This weekend was amazing. Yesterday was amazing. And another blessing was today. I tried to keep a cool. I tried to keep it relaxed. I tried to keep it calm and collected today at work. And God blessed me more on top of more. Oh my God. And I just thank God. I thank God. I take 5 seconds out of my day in the morning. And then during the day when I get a blessing, I just take a second, I pray, and I just give him glory, and I give him thanks, and I give him worship. You know? Because I see it. Now, let me touch base on things that could have happened, or the events that did happen to your past, that you felt that God wasn't there. God felt like he abandoned you, or you went through a really bad moment. Yes, life is not fair. And yes, there are going to be moments that you're not going to be pleased of God. You're going to be upset at God. But don't let your grudge hold you back from the blessing that's about to be given. We all go through some life situations, life problems. Trust me. I've been there. I have friends that can vouch for that. Adversity on top of that. Your boy's been homeless. I could write a book about my life. People burn me. I've been betrayed, like cheated on. But you know what? Through all the stuff I went through, through all the shit I went through everything I went through, I still love God. I give him praise. I give him worship. I trust in him. No matter how much things go wrong in my life, I pray to him and I thank him. Trust him. I'm getting closer to him each and every day from all the obstacles that I'm facing. And I learned this quote that I'm going to post tomorrow. It says, when God wants to make you a man, he will tear you down piece by piece to build you up as a man. When I read that quote, I was like, fuck, that's like me. I went through some crazy stuff. I've seen some stuff. I've been through to some stuff. But you know what? I'm happy to be the man I am today. I'm happy to have the main friends I have in my life. Share that with you. I know you're going through some hardships. I know you're going through some life-changing events. If I could encourage you some way, somehow, just a small advice. Give it to God. Let God steer your path. You've been driving for so many years. Maybe this time you need to be in the passenger side and let God take it. Maybe God says you're outworking yourself. You got bags on top of bags on your eyes. You need to sleep. You need to relax. Let me comfort you. Let me relax you. Let me take you. Let me show what I have for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. Like, I did not think it was going to be possible for me to go into this game yesterday. And being there, taking pictures, meeting people, experience. I think that was just one event that I know that I'm going to go with some more, but think about it. What I tell you from all the things I went through, all the obstacles I went through last week. Because I made a decision Monday. I made a decision from hearing those TikToks, from listening to my friends, from communicating, that I'm done taking my way. I'm going to put my faith in God. I'm going to let God steer my path and God guide me the right way. This warms myself up. Warms me up. I share that with you, ladies and gentlemen. I share that. Because sometimes your biggest blessing is just one prayer away. One prayer away from a blessing that's going to come your way. And I pray to you. I pray for you. And I thank you so much. You know, you got to be grateful for the little things. Like Steve Harvey says, like Denzel Washington, all these successful people, when they realize that God is the truth, they say you always got to wake up with gratitude. Even though I had the worst day that day, like, and I'll tell you straight up, my money, they took out 300 plus out of my bank. I was messing up at work. I got a flat. What else? Almost lost my wallet. That was outside in 30 minutes. You know? It was like, what else happened? Oh, I ran over my foot with a cart, you know? So that's six things. But I said, I still didn't give up. I still have faith. I said, God, I know what I'm going through. I know at this moment right now that the enemy's working 10 times. Like, I'm not giving up. I love you. I trust in you. You know, my family was calling me, giving me negativity, yelling at me. You know? But did that stop me? Did I threw in the white towel? Did I just say, you know what? I'm done. You driving. I'm done. I said, no, you know what? No matter what I go through, I love you and I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you. And ladies and gentlemen, it's 7 days and I still trust in him. 7 days and I'm going strong. 7 days and I give glory and I give praise. And I share that with you, to all my listeners around the world. The world is getting messed up. The world is. All I could just encourage you right now is just take a 5-second prayer. But before you start your evening, start your morning, start your night, just know that you're just a prayer away for a blessing that's meant for you. I know it takes a lot of courage. I know it takes, but I guarantee you won't know until you never find out. You won't know until you find out. So, as we end this amazing segment for you to start your day or your night, I want to take a second to lead you off with an amazing prayer. If you're ready to receive, I ask you to close your eyes. Or if you're driving, I ask you just to listen. As we ready to receive, oh Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray for the strength you've given us to overcome any fear, doubt, and worry. You encourage us each and every moment in our life. As we give you the keys to our vehicle to steer the plans that you have in store for us, plans that you have given us, plans have you written about us. We ask you, Lord, to take the wheel, take the vehicle, take what is necessary for us. Let us be witness. Let us see. Let us teach and share what you have given us and provide what is best for us. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to be with us each and every moment when we wake up, when we go to bed. Protect our family and friends. Yes, we know the enemy will come, but as each and every moment we get stronger in faith, with you, everything is possible. Protect us, watch us, love us, and guide us. We ask you, Lord, to be with us on this amazing journey. We say amen. If that was meant for you, ladies and gentlemen, just know that he has so much in store for you. Just gotta give. Let him drive. Let him be the captain of your ship. You will not know until you find out. And I guarantee it's gonna change your life. As a witness, it's your boy Fresh. You be blessed. You already know the phrase, you got to get up and go get it. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to share this, post this. You do not know who else may need this. A friend, a stranger, a coworker. Someone's going through some hard times in life. Share the Joey Fresh Show and let them know that this guy right here is speaking a life experience. It may impact him. It may impact her. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for you taking out your time to listen to your boy Fresh. You be blessed.